Good morning, everyone. My name is Megan Myers. I'm finishing up my sophomore year here at Cal, and this past year I've had the opportunity to live in the 242 house. This is the first year that the 242 house has been opened up to college students with the idea that we would become leaders in focus and be able to grow together with God as the center of our household. Looking back on my 2 years here at Cal, I would never have imagined that I would be living in such a beautiful house and surrounded by such caring individuals. My freshman year began at UC Berkeley in June of 2013. It was mandatory for me to attend a program called Summer Bridge that began 10 days after my high school graduation. Summer Bridge is open to students that are in the Educational Opportunity Program, which is a support system for individuals that are the first ones in their family to go to college, have a low income economic status, or are a minority. I had expressed to my roommates that one thing I looked for most upon coming to college was for the first time in my life I could find a church. Growing up, I had never really gone to church. I had maybe gone 3 or 4 times in my entire life. After a few weeks in Summer Bridge, one of my roommates asked me if I would like to attend the 11:30 service at First Pres. Hesitantly, I decided to go with her the following Sunday. And to say the least, I felt revived. I fell in love with the tiniest qualities about the church, from the way that the church smells when you enter into the doors to the way that the light shines through the stained glass windows. The first time I attended First Pres, it happened to fall on a day when the congregation would turn to your surrounding neighbors and greet each other. I was a scared 17-year-old that didn't really know what I wanted my major to be or why I chose to go to Cal. All I knew is that I was homesick and upset that I was missing my summer back home with my friends. Then during this time, I met a lady named Margaret. She looked into my eyes and said, "Megan, I bet you have a story to tell." What Margaret said that day has continued to resonate with me throughout my college career. She did not know that I wanted to be back home because my grandmother had stage 4 pancreatic cancer. Nor did I tell her that I was emotionally broken because my mother was too physically and mentally sick to be able to make it to my high school graduation. All Margaret knew was that at 17, I had a story to tell. In that moment, I felt affirmed and blessed to know that I was welcomed into the church without anyone really knowing who I was. My freshman year was not easy, with my home life feeling like I was being pulled apart on top of adjusting in college. I continued to attend First Pres every Sunday, and I remember lying in my bed on Saturday night, barely able to contain my excitement, because the next day I would be able to go to church. Along the same lines, I also attended Focus each Wednesday night. Focus started to become a safe haven for me, where it was a place to break from all the stress of classes. At the end of freshman year, Megan Shee asked me if I would like to live in the 242 house for the following year. I felt like I was the luckiest person to be able to live in an amazing home with people that share the same religious beliefs that I do. Living in the 242 house this year has proven to be quite a challenge for me. Growing up, I lived with my father. It has always been the two of us, aside from me visiting my mother on the weekends. Aside from living in the dorms last year, I have never lived with anyone my own age. For some reason, I had this idea that we would all instantly come together and be on the same page. I overlooked the fact that my housemates were raised differently than I was. We have different ways of doing chores and different ways of communicating with each other. Our first semester living was trying to get to know everyone on a more personal level, as well as trying to figure out how to coexist. I would argue that our second semester is when we all got to know each other a little better. We have more open and vulnerable conversations, we're more upfront with each other, and we all have grown together by living in the house. The 242 house has become a place where many memories have been made. There are many nights when the house is filled with music and with laughter. Our home helps people find a community that is not always easy to find in the hectic atmosphere of Cal. When entering the 242 house, you will find Acts 2, verse 42, that says they devoted themselves to the apostles, teaching and to fellowship, to breaking of the bread and to prayer. To me, this house has become not just a place that I pay monthly rent, but a home. I will be living in the 242 house again next year, And as this year comes to a bittersweet close, I am happy that I've found a place that I can call home in Berkeley. Thank you for listening to my story, and happy Mother's Day.